This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. The global commodities rout sent world stock markets plunging today as fresh worries about demand from China took hold. A little earlier, I spoke to Joe Salutsiev, Themis Trading in New Jersey, who told me more.
It's certainly rippled through the mining sector for sure, as well as other big industrials were hit, Caterpillar, Boeing, and so on. So I think today's overall, the market sold off about 1%, but it was definitely dominated, or most of it was done in that industrial sector. So I think something like that certainly hurt. I mean, that's a sector, mining and metals, it's just not coming back, and it tells a bigger story, because I think the bigger story is the global growth concerns. Is why is this company not selling, whether it's platinum or other metals that they're creating? Iron ore, the story was that it's at its lowest levels in decades. So I think it's telling more of a story than a specific company story, and it's telling more about the market in general.
Yeah, because we had some more weak Chinese data, and that reignited those fears of a global economic slowdown.
I read actually somewhere that China is 40 to 50% of global commodity demand. So if they start to slip, which they have been, it's not going to help overall market. I think, and then the Chinese trade data came out today, and that was bad. The exports were down almost 7%. The imports are down almost 9%. This is a story that's been going on for a while. I think it's still seeping into the market. What I've been looking at actually more closely is the junk debt or high yield debt, and that's been selling off, and that's more sensitive to these type of scenarios where there's a lot of leverage in them. Usually high yield and debt will lead the stock market, and that's been selling off for a while. So my gut says that the stock market's due for a bigger sell-off soon.
Now, away from fears about the health of the global economy to fears about another health issue, which has affected Chipotle Mexican Grill. Apparently worries about an E. coli outbreak has affected its share price, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was specific to that stock, and I think they're still waiting on the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, to do their final analysis, and that's probably weighing on the stock even more, because the final outcome has not been determined as to what caused the E. coli. I think it was out in the West Coast, and then they had a problem in the East Coast here in a Boston restaurant where there was something called norovirus. So they've got a few issues on their hands, but that was very specific to that one name.
Well, that's Joe Salutsiev of Themis Trading in New Jersey. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.9% at 17,568. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 1.4% at 61.35. Gold is trading at $1,075 an ounce. And January New York light crude oil was up by 20 cents at $37.85 a barrel.
There are many ways to keep up with the BBC World Service. Join us on social media or sign up for podcasts at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.